Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm talking with Chester Gregory about an upcoming production coming to Atlanta on August 3rd and 4th called The Eve of Jackie. Chester Gregory, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Good morning, Kiplin. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to talk with you about this play. Could you share with our listeners exactly what The Eve of Jackie is about?
Yes. The Eve of Jackie is a look at Jackie Wilson, who is one of the greatest artists and entertainers of our time. And it's a look at him towards the end of his career in 1975. So a little bit about Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson is an artist who paved the way for Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson, and a bunch of other people. And for a huge star from like the 50s and 60s, and then by 75, he was in a different stage of his career. He was announced his comeback tour. And so The Eve of Jackie is him at the end of his career during his comeback tour, and a particular performance that happens just before his collapse on stage.
When you mentioned that he was an inspiration for Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson and so many other performers, he was a true entertainer. He was a singer and a dancer. And I think some of those Michael Jackson moves came from Jackie Wilson.
Absolutely. Even the way Michael turned, Michael always did an inside turn, right foot over left, no matter what age he was. From age 5 to 50, he always did right foot over left, and he learned that from Jackie Wilson, just watching and studying Jackie Wilson. And I'm from Gary, Indiana, so I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan, and I didn't know exactly how heavily Jackie Wilson influenced Michael Jackson until I studied Jackie Wilson. I said, oh wow, this is actually one of the major sources of inspiration for Michael Jackson. And definitely Elvis Presley, like you can kind of put them side by side and hear, you know, how Elvis drew a lot of influence from Jackie Wilson as well, even though they were friends and knew each other, but like even down to the same hairstyle and everything.
Because he was one of the boppers kind of in the 1950s, the 50s teeny boppers. He was a teen idol, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you said that you learned a lot about Jackie Wilson's influence on Michael Jackson as you were studying the character and learning about this. What else did you learn about Jackie Wilson that the general public just might not know about?
Well, we're actually doing the show in Marietta, and that's where Jackie Wilson lived during his final days. I'm very close friends with Jackie Wilson's son. His name is Thor Wilson. And when we were there, June 8th and June 9th, it was by chance we happened to actually do the show on Jackie Wilson's birthday. His birthday is June 9th. And so we did that final, you know, performance before announcing our comeback here. And then I learned that Marietta was where Jackie Wilson lived. Thor took me to the building where Jackie Wilson's apartment was and then shared with me where, you know, that he had, like, his gold records, stuff like that. So it was very interesting. So Marietta is a very dear place to the Wilson family. And so I'm looking forward to seeing like a lot of the Wilson family back out again when we come and do the show on the August 3rd, 4th.
So now why Jackie Wilson? He was definitely a teen idol, an inspiration, but there are quite a few singers and performers from that era. Why did you choose Jackie Wilson?
Jackie Wilson, I think, is one of the greatest artists, but yet he's underrated. And so his legacy needs to be celebrated and honored. So if we, like, everybody knows who Elvis Presley is, but there'd be no Elvis Presley as we know it, and there'd be no Michael Jackson as we know it, had it not been for Jackie Wilson. So those other two names are household names, but a lot of people are unaware of Jackie Wilson's contribution to pop culture as we know it. Jackie Wilson is also very heavily involved with Berry Gordy's career, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown. He got his start from writing songs for Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson was in between deals, and he decided to give Berry Gordy a chance and allow him to write songs for him, and he turned out to be big hits. And then from that, Berry Gordy started Motown from what he learned from writing for Jackie Wilson. So there's a lot of like major contributions Jackie Wilson has with pop culture and music. And so I chose him because I believe his legacy deserves to be honored and celebrated and shared among the world. It's part of music history.
Clearly it is. I didn't know that myself. That is great information. Mr. Gregory, for our listeners who want to attend the Eve of Jackie coming to Atlanta August 3rd and 4th, how can they go about getting tickets and finding out more about this production?
The best way is to go to theeveofjackie.com. Theeveofjackie.com, and the site takes you directly to the link to purchase tickets and more information about the show and all that kind of stuff.
And now, what are some of his songs? I have a picture in my mind of Jackie Wilson and the, you know, dinner jacket, the white shirt, the bouffant kind of poofed up hair. But what were some of the things that he sang that we might know about?
Okay, so one of the most iconic songs is a song called To Be Loved, right? And a lot of people know this song from Coming to America because To Be Loved is all throughout Coming to America. And so when I sing that song, a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, I didn't know Jackie was singing that song. So To Be Loved is definitely one. And it's also a song Berry Gordy wrote as well. Lonely Teardrops, Higher and Higher, Baby Workout, That's Why I Love You So. Those are like some of his biggest hits.
Oh,
and Reed Petit.
And now, are these going to be in the production?
Absolutely, yes.
Yay!
13 of his biggest hits, and we go straight through 90 minutes.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So,
yeah,
it is the Eve of Jackie coming August 3rd and 4th. And for ticket information, go to theeveofjackie.com.
Yes.
Chester Gregory, thanks so much for sharing this information with our listeners today. We'll see you on stage.
All right. Thank you, Kiplin. Have a great day.
You too now. Take care.